What may be the longest-running franchise in film history reinvents itself yet again next week. On November 17th, movie theaters around the country will unveil the newest addition to the James Bond collection, Casino Royale. Even though this will be the 21st time that trademark gun barrel pans across the screen, the promotion will stress that it's all brand new. A new Bond, a new angle, new stunts, new Bond girls. Yet in one way, this new James Bond film will also perpetuate a much older Hollywood tradition. Joining me to talk about it is Andy Trudeau, who usually drops by at Oscar time. So, Andy, what's the old tradition with this new James Bond movie?
Well, it's the main title theme song. In the 1950s, you couldn't make a movie in Hollywood without having a song running underneath the opening credits and titles. That's really fallen out of favor, but for the Bond films, it's what people expect. You get the opening tease, boom, you're going to be hit with a series of graphics and a title song. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, the Bond films evolved to establishing this as an idea. The very first James Bond film, Dr. No, had no theme song.
Huh.
The second one, 1963, From Russia with Love, had a theme song, but it was at the end of the movie, sounding like a Monty Python routine here.
Yeah.
And then they finally got it right with Goldfinger, which opened with a main title song to die for.
Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch, a spider's touch, such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web.
Who could forget that? Who could separate that from the movie? I mean, it is the...
That's right. Exactly. And careful listeners will have caught the quote of the James Bond theme trailing out at the end of the lyric there. John Barry tried that again in Thunderball, but then it dropped. So this was an idea that someone was playing with. Let's try to quote the James Bond theme in all the songs, but it didn't play out. You know, I've been counting. It's 42 years now we've been having James Bond theme songs. But in that 42 years... it's a saga filled with these stories of what might have been and almost. For the next movie, Thunderball, John Barry, the composer, originally wanted to do a song called Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. That's what the Japanese call 007.
Oh.
To me, one of the more intriguing comes with Moonraker in 1979. The original song was to be called Think of Me, and it was offered to Johnny Mathis and Frank Sinatra. Imagine if we'd had a Frank Sinatra James Bond theme song.
They turned it down?
I guess they did. There was a new song written. Shirley Bassey was brought in to record it, and in interviews she said she always hated that song. I counted. These are 17 title songs, soon to be 18. Most are, I guess you'd call them pop ballads. Some are rock and roll, others in a style linked to performing artists. Looking at that body of work, I'm trying to figure, how do we make sense of this? How can I present it in a way that organizes it some way? And it helps me, I think of them in three basic groups.
Okay.
The first is what I'm calling the story song. These are main titles that tell us something about the plot or the main bad guy.
All right.
To me, the most direct example, you can even call it the most egregious example, is a collaboration between John Barry and Don Black, sung by Lulu for 1974's The Man with the Golden Gun.
He has a power.
Now, are you thinking there's a little too much information there?
God, that was awful.
Well,
oh, it's just
Chacun a son goût.
Can I point out one lyric here? Love is required whenever he's hired. That is just terrible. Blah.
And you can hear this, the English schooling of the lyricist. I don't think an American would ever say he'll race anyone. Now, Bond Oddity, that film also has an end title, uses the same melody but new lyrics. Huh. And in those lyrics, the name James Bond appears. It's the only time in all the James Bond songs, in or out, that you get the name James Bond.
Wow.
Yep. Now, the second group of James Bond title songs is what I'm calling the Bond song. Now, these are the most popular.
Okay.
These are songs that feature a lyric that usually refers, sometimes directly, sometimes obliquely, to a certain prowess of our hero.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you.
Music there by Marvin Hamlisch, the lyric by Carol Bayer-Sager, the vocal by Carly Simon. It's The Spy Who Loved Me from 1977. Now, get ready for this, because the third group of Bond songs is what I call the nonsense songs.
Okay, nonsense.
There are some groups, I swear, once they got into the studio, they figured, we're hired, they can't fire us, we can do anything we want as long as we get the name of the film into the lyrics. Defense Exhibit A, I submit, Your Honor, 1987's The Living Daylights, performed by a group called A-ha. Well, just so we're listening together, here are the lyrics we're going to hear them sing.
Okay.
Hey, driver, where we're going? I swear my nerves are showing. Set my hopes up way too high. Living's in the way we die. Comes the morning and the headlights fade in rain. 100,000 people, I'm the one they frame. I've been waiting long for one of us to say, save the darkness, let it never fade away. Those are the words. Here's the music.
Okay, so these are some past James Bond title songs, and let's introduce the latest. Moviegoers this coming Friday will hear a new song, You Know My Name, sung by Chris Cornell with music by David Arnold. And we were able to get an advance listen courtesy of Interscope Records.
Well, this is a hard-driving Bond song.
Yes.
This is the second that doesn't mention the film's title in its lyrics.
Huh.
And it's not required, but I find it a little unfortunate. It's also not on the soundtrack business, I guess.
Huh.
I want to leave our listeners with one last thought. As you've heard in this impromptu traversal, each decade's Bond theme songs are really meant to connect with the audience of that time and place. For a few of them, I think the combination of music, lyric, and performance allows it to transcend its origins, if you will. And those are the ones that become classics. Time's going to tell if this one works. But I will say Chris Cornell joins a club that now includes the like of Tom Jones, Sheena Easton, Paul McCartney, Rita Coolidge, Gladys Knight, Tina Turner, Sheryl Crow, and Madonna. Pretty heady company.
Yeah, I mean, I can when I think of what you're talking about, the Paul McCartney, which one is it?
Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die. I didn't even know that was a Bond theme song. Well, as they say at the end of James Bond films, Andy Trudeau will be back early next year at Oscar time. Casino Royale opens in theaters on November 17th. Think you know your Bond songs? You may be surprised. Take our quiz and hear more Bond title songs at npr.org.